That would make sense.
Oh my God, we're back. Hey, guess who's back with us?
Wait a minute. Oh, this is the new show, right?
This is a new show. This is Saki Mamagogo.
We switched. It's been so long, you know, felt like a long conversation.
My name's Matt, with me as always.
Romy.
And this is, of course, Saki Mamagogo.
You know, it's too bad we didn't have mics on us for our general talking, because we probably just did a show's worth of content off it. We just threw that away.
Yes,
you know?
That's just throwing money in the toilet. As yeah. That's okay.
Kind of like what we're doing now.
Exactly. All right. This is, of course, the show. The Radio St. Pete show, that RadioSt.Pete.com show that is all about garage punk and whatnot from Japan. Funny story, I thought I had a new band. I'm always like out there trying to find. I got some new band lined up. I just had to get some of their music. I found a band that said yes, that I could use it, that we lost the music when I lost my computer, and I was like, oh my God, I don't have any of it. So I'm trying to find that again. Anarchy Stone, they're a good band from Japan. I got approval from a band called the Rock Tigers. Now this is a like a psychobilly, Korean psychobilly band, really good stuff. I write to this band on Facebook and say, hey, can I use your stuff? The whole shtick that I always do. And they write back, of course you can. Greetings from Denmark. And I went, huh? Are they touring? And I click on the band. No, there's apparently two Rock Tigers. So, whoopsie.
Well, how did the Denmark ones sound? I mean,
I haven't heard them yet. I'm going to go find them.
They may not be a Saki Bamagogo, but they might be an indie.
An indie circuit. That's what I figured, but I was like, oh, man. Fun stuff. Yeah, so I'm going to have to actively find some Anarchy Stone. I reached out to them and asked them shyly if they had any way to Dropbox me their music, because otherwise I'm going to just be doing nefarious ways of... I can't buy everyone's music. I've never been good at following up and writing back to bands saying, hey, can you send me some new stuff? Can you send me what you have? I've always just kind of done it on my own, which has had mixed results. Sometimes it's a lot of live stuff, which is what's out there on YouTube that you rip to an MP3.
Right.
You know, and I'm permitted to use this music, so it's not that I'm stealing it or anything like that, but I'm not making any money doing this show. I can't, you know, go out and just buy albums and albums and albums, you know. So,
right.
There's a couple. I have Mana is another one that just said you could use their stuff. I have to go out and find what they have out there. That one I think is going to be all live stuff. I don't even know if they have any discs yet. But, oh well. Hey, here's some music that people do have. I've been playing The Bat in Your Honor. I even said that last week. I was like, well, in Promy's honor, I know he loves this band so much, I'll play him. I think we're going to play some Pebbles. Let's do some Pebbles. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
It's a pebble, yes we do. 6 days, plus a touching. We keep the fun, we keep. Always keen on your stay. We like to sing, we like to dance.
Thank you. it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, as advertised, that was the Pebbles. I played "Love Is a Given." "Love Is a Given" it was the name. I played "We Are the Pebbles." Aoi Mori. Sorry, everyone. And holographic. That was Aoi Mori. Aoi Mori. Okay, whatever. Yes, good stuff. Now, we're off air, I was prepped for what our next thing was by Promi, and I said, okay, I'm going to throw a disclaimer out there. Much like living in America and then traveling abroad and coming back to America, I will say I've noticed a few things that Americans are a little edgy about, nutty about, you know, religion.
We have cultural differences.
Religion
from the rest of the world.
And religion's one and a hot button. Don't go on politics. I don't even want to talk about it. Well, this next one is one of the hottest of hot buttons. And God help you if you are on one side or the other, and the person listening is on the other side, because then it goes into this insanity realm. We are not doing that. This is kind of an interesting development that Promi's going to talk about. I'm going to kind of talk about my interjection with, you know, or my beliefs, my thoughts, my background a little bit. Like everything in my life, I'm pretty much a moderate in that I try to inject logic into everything. Mm-hmm. As far as if you're a different Democrat, Republican, whatever you are, that's cool. Just vote for the best guy or the best person. That will do right for
guy,
the world.
Guy is a euphemism for. Yes, there could be women.
And, I kind of just want the best for the world.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I am with everything. If you like God, great. Good you. Don't strap a bomb on yourself in the name of your God. And we're good. You know, that's kind of one of those things where that's my brain. I'm like, do your own thing and be cool and just try and make the world a better place. This thing is, I've grown up around this topic. I've owned these in my life since I was 7 on up. And I've always
Fly fishing.
Yes, fly fishing
tackle.
What do you bring in here? So we are not making any stance of one way or the other, good, bad, evil, righteous.
On the actual subject,
this is not about the subject. I don't want to hear nothing about no constitutional, nothing for nothing. They was written by people with wigs on their head, and
so for those of you that haven't figured it out, we're about to talk about something related to guns.
Dun dun dun! Gun ownership. Oh my God! Yes, the hottest of hot buttons.
And I'm going to say coming into this that I do not own a gun, and I have not grown up with guns at all. So from this regard, Mao and I come from a very different personal point of view.
I had my first one when I was 7, and I've shot guns ever since. Always. I was taught very strictly that this is, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
I was taught very strictly from a Marine point of view. My dad was a Marine. Every gun is loaded. Never point it at anything you don't want to kill. Yeah. And that's like, and these were serious things. Even when I was learning, you don't ever, every gun is loaded. I don't care if it's in 10 pieces. You treat that barrel like there's a bullet in it and it's going to kill wherever the hell it's pointing. And if you live by those rules, you're fine.
Unless you're crazy, in which case.
Well, then maybe that's. I've had like a lot of guns. I've worked at gun shops. I've flexed out to, I think at one point, owning, you know, maybe 30, 35 guns. I've pared down.
29.
Yeah, 28. Yeah. No,
you still have that 12 or that 24 gauge, right?
10 gauge,
whatever that thing is. That's like cartoon. It looks like something that
Elmer Fudd would.
I was gonna say that Hellboy would strap to his back when he, along with that pistol that's got like inch and a half round.
Yeah,
rounds,
that's the one my grandfather passed away, and they were like, well, the one of was guns.
I forgot, like, gauges, the smaller the number, the bigger. Yeah.
And I said, well, you give me the 10 gauge if nobody wants it.
I want the one Elmer Fudd would go wabbit hunting with.
If I have to kill the side of my house through the house and the other side of the house, that's the gun I use. I've really kind of pared down. Reality's reality. I don't need 100 guns laying around.
You only have 2 hands. Yeah, exactly. And you can only do so much with your toes.
Exactly. So
that said, we're not going to talk about, this discussion is not about whether or not you should own a gun, whether or not you're allowed to own a gun, who should be allowed to own a gun, whether they should all be registered, whether the government should know exactly where your guns are. This isn't about any of that. And that
that's
is a
your world, man. Whatever
that's
you
a controversial
believe in, that's,
topic. Yeah, everybody's got an opinion on it, and everybody's entitled to their opinion on it. And you know, and the actual thing I want to talk about, though, is something that I was a little nervous about, because it is something that's going to offend some people. Because first of all, everybody's unhappy about something. so everything we say is going to offend some people.
If you're getting offended listening to Saki Vamagogo, maybe this isn't the show for you.
But,
I don't know.
But what I would like to talk about is the NRA.
Huh?
And not what the NRA is supposed to exist to do, but what the NRA seems to be doing these days. And something that happened recently is what kind of brought this into light. Because I've had an opinion about this for a while, but this recent happening has solidified my opinion. It's given me enough courage to want to actually talk about it publicly and not be afraid of offending certain people. Because honestly, I think if you disagree with me on this, this is a topic where I can say, if you disagree with me on this, I don't really care if I offend you, except for the fact that you might shoot me.
Because there are lots of NRA members
and everywhere. Honestly, what I'm
that's fine, you know.
What I want to say, I don't think should even be offensive to the vast majority of NRA members.
None of
I
them. Think 99.87% of them are fine with what you're going to say next.
I think the NRA is becoming like PETA in a way, in its own way. And by that I mean there's a lot of cat lovers that donate money to PETA, not realizing that if PETA had their way, they would take your cat from you and euthanize it. Because they don't think house pets are moral, you know? And
that's when they would find out that I'm not an NRA member, but I am a gun owner.
You know, like where PETA, what their goals and what they're actually striving for is not what most of their supporters really think.
Yeah,
they don't understand that they're really kind of a crazy fringe group that seems like, you know, like, oh, you love pets, you love your animals, you should support us, and they would like to take your pets away from you. They don't think you should have pets.
I like how I had an 8-minute disclaimer about, you know, don't be offended to the gun people, but the PETA people, make fun of them all you want.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any whales around, so I'm not really worried about PETA. No, we're going to do music, then we're going to come back and get into it, because this has been a long setup.
Yeah.
But that just made me laugh, because, like, NRA, we're like, now listen, please don't. It doesn't matter how many times you say, please don't get offended. Someone's going to be like, oh, I can't believe Soggy Mama Go-Go, take my guns. And I could say it 90 times, and it'll still be like, oh, they were so dumb. But PETA's like, meh. PETA, it's just a bunch of smelly hippies. Make fun of them all you want. All right, here's some music that isn't about guns. We'll be right back to talk about guns.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Hey! true.
Yay!
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
All right, that was the Flamenco Agogo from Fully Fed Freaks. That's another Benton record. That's an old one from 94. The Benton label backed these gals and guys, and it was a one-off wonder, but I still dig them. That was the first time I saw some of Rockin' Jelly Beans' works, and I was like, ooh, this makes me feel funny in my pants. I like this artist. All right, anyway, now back to our crazy topic du jour. We'll talk about the incident that kind of was like, wow.
Okay, so what I want to talk about, again, isn't gun ownership, it isn't gun rights, it's about the NRA specifically.
Uh-huh.
Who is the chief organization in our country,
National Rifle Association,
yeah, which has become kind of the figurehead of a group of people who pretty much today at all costs want to hold on to their guns.
They immediately go to the Constitution. Like they almost seem like they're the protector of the right to bear arms in the Constitution, or that's the stance
that they seem to take. But at the same time, yeah. Having not been a member of the NRA, having not grown up with guns, I'm not intimately familiar with the history of them, but I believe that they began as an organization that promoted responsible gun ownership and responsible gun use.
Right. It makes sense.
They were kind of like one of those organizations like the Boy Scouts, except, you know, for grown-ups, and things like 4-H, where, you know, you grew up in a community where you were likely to be exposed to guns, you were likely to have guns in the house, and it was kind of like,
take the bullets out of that since you have a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
That would be an ad that the NRA should have.
And some of it was like, okay, this is how you clean a gun, or, you know, but gun like safety, gun ownership,
you know, general,
And, you know, as a tool and as a weapon, but as something that is a part of society, you know, like...
Be responsible.
Yeah.
My dad always... This is something that I have noticed my whole life, no one ever says. He always said, responsible gun owner. He said that every sentence. Every time he said, you know, if you own guns, be a responsible gun owner. And I don't know where that got into his head, but that... The key word isn't gun ownership. The key word is responsible. Don't have your kid shoot himself. If you have kids, lock them up or unload them and lock them up so the kid doesn't blow his damn brains out. You don't want that.
It seems like there was a time in our history as a country where, you know, you might have been you lived in a small town. You may have been a member of the Rotary Club. You also happened to be a member of the NRA, and that wasn't something controversial. It was just, you know.
Yeah, see, guns weren't controversial my whole life. They became
They became controversial when two teenagers decided to go shoot up a school in Columbine.
Yeah, funny. It was also the rise of ICP. Coincidence? Anyway.
I think it was coincidence.
I was. I like ICP. Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. But they become fashionable to hate on them. I don't even care. I love them.
But it seems like the people running the NRA, and again, I know there's a lot of NRA members, and I'm not
that damn PETA.
Yeah. But it seems like the people who are running the NRA have kind of gone off the rails. This concerns me a lot. Yeah, like the fringe group. Like it's like the Tea Party has taken over the Republican Party, except the crazy fringe group of gun owners have taken over the organization that's kind of there to promote guns.
You're like, I think you might be drifting from your core beliefs.
And the reason I say that is what solidified for this for me was something recently that happened. There was a research paper that was put out by a medical association talking about basically guns and death, you know, gun violence and gun use as a cause of death. And somebody at the NRA decided that it was a good idea to put a tweet out about this, talking basically with the tagline "Stay in your lane, doctors."
Was there a hashtag?
There was not from them. There is a hashtag now though, which is hashtag This Is Our Lane.
Does hashtag even is that still a thing?
Yes.
Hashtag has always made me hungry for hash browns.
Yeah, I know. But on Twitter, that's actually how you find topics. You look up what's being said about a certain
subject. That explained my lack of knowledge of said hashtags. Go ahead.
And here's the thing. This is what really confuses me about the NRA. Is if you have a belief that you know is a little crazy.
Yeah.
If you yourself are not complete, like okay, so you know, I'm a responsible person. I pay my taxes. I have a good job. But secretly, I think the Earth might actually be flat. You don't want to antagonize the scientists.
Hashtag, hey, yeah. Round earthers, yeah. Suck it. You know, you're like, well.
Like, you may feel kind of passionately about it, but if you're responsible and you're really trying to move your agenda, yeah. You don't go, you know,
see,
you don't go crazy yeah. about it. You got to be yeah. level-headed about
don't
it.
Don't tell people that pull bullets out of children. All about staying in your lane.
Yeah, because like you taking that kind of an approach, and what's happened, by the way,
it incites people.
Yeah, it incites people. You know. And when you have an opponent who has enough ammo, you know, using the gun metaphor here,
but
to fight, you're in a thing like public court of a public opinion.
Yeah,
right and wrong don't really come into play. It's perception, and
right now guns are not hot.
Right.
They are. And I don't openly say I own guns to people yeah. at where I work because they think I'll come and shoot the place up or something.
Right.
I've owned these since I'm a kid. You know, they're nothing yeah. but I shoot target. I shoot paper with them in case. And then if someone breaks in, then they're getting shot. But oh well, whoopsie doodle, don't break into my house.
Exactly.
You know,
that's, yeah.
that's the extent of my gun ownership, you know.
But what has happened though is the response because of this incredibly stupid, belligerent, tweet
almost antagonizing.
Antagonizing, you know, yeah. has been a lot of photos you don't want to see.
Oh yeah,
pictures of things like a doctor's scrubs covered in blood with a comment. Unfortunately, for legal reasons, I could not take a picture of the patient. They didn't make it, by the way.
Ooh,
or yeah. you know, a doctor's face guard covered in blood, going, you know, as the person who had to tell this child's parent that they didn't make it. This is my lane.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. And okay, so, and what I'm getting at here is that, you know, for an organization the size of the NRA, for yeah. an organization with as much political clout and political power,
boy, they have power,
for an organization that's funded by the gun industry, which is a very, very, very profitable industry,
sorry.
You would think they would have somebody with, like, PR skills in charge of their social media.
Take it back a notch. That's it.
Because yeah. how anybody at the top of this organization couldn't have seen the guano the storm
blowback, yeah,
that they were
yeah.
going to create by doing something like this. And like no reasonable person, no human being with a heart or a soul can look at this stuff and not think, okay,
yeah,
you know, even if I'm an NRA member, my organization might not be on the right side of history at the moment.
Well,
and you know, and yeah. then the thing is that the NRA has gone back and tried to push this, saying that there haven't been enough studies, you know, that there's not enough evidence of this. But the problem comes into play here again, too, because the reason that there haven't been enough studies is because the NRA has specifically backed legislation that's prevented the public funding of said studies.
Yeah.
And here's the problem is that it isn't that what they're saying isn't true. It's that what they're saying is so easy to go back to where the source of the problem is.
Yeah,
that you can't find the proof because the NRA has made it almost impossible for the proof to be found. Like, and here's the thing, you know, if you have guns and you're not crazy, and I believe honestly, sincerely in my heart, the majority of gun owners are not
99.987.
If you are a member of the, if you are a member of the NRA, yeah. I think you need to seriously take a look at what the organization that you are a member of yeah. is doing. You know, what they are promoting and what they are saying, because personally, in my opinion, I think an organization that wants to promote guns in our country should continue to promote them in a responsible and safe manner. And I think they should be a part of the discussion of responsible gun ownership and possible yeah. changes to our laws that allow that to continue.
Because yeah, that's the thing, like we talked about a little bit off air,
and I'm not saying that yeah. I know exactly what those changes should be.
No.
But it feels like the NRA at this point, it takes a knee jerk reaction to absolutely everything. And
you're
honestly,
taking our guns, you're taking our constitutional rights,
you're with everything, you know, like, and it's not even so much that it's sort of like, oh, you're not going to allow us to sell, you know, we want to sell bazookas. And if you don't support that, if you don't support me having a bazooka in my home,
well, why don't you just spit on the flag in front of me then? You know,
exactly.
Like, oh, okay. Settle down, everyone.
You know, and
one of the things that's funny is because how you said about how PETA doesn't want you to have pets.
Yeah.
Now, I said I worked in a gun shop. That was when I was in high school. I worked in a gun shop. I had, you know, I'm very good at shooting guns. I'm very good at everything about guns. They've been with part of my life forever. You know, there's people, and I don't know if they're NRA or not, gun owners. Some of them are just like the PETA people saying, I should be able to have a howitzer in my front yard if I freaking want one. Packed with C4. And you're like, I don't think you should. Like, again,
the fact that you think that should be normal makes me think you're not a responsible gun owner.
So that's the gun. Like, I think, and also, as I said off air, it's sadly, like everything else, it's become almost like a professional wrestling match in that now, instead of just saying, wow, we should think about things a little bit logically and we should really promote safety because the last thing we want is another person shooting up a school. Instead of that, it's become, if you're not with us, you're against us. If we're right, you're the devil. Same as, if you don't like Trump, you're the devil. If you don't like Hillary, you're the devil. Like, we have no interaction of intelligence or logic anymore. The people that are screaming the loudest are just the ones that are, like, funny to look at if you live in a world that's dictated by logic.
Right.
You know, like, I look at that and I was like, well, crap. Every time somebody goes and shoots something up, I have to kind of go, well, we're one step closer to society saying, I don't think guns should be around that much. And I don't need a organization saying, no, everyone should have a million guns. I want an organization that says, hey, let's try and be responsible. If the guy's a little nutty, maybe take a look at him. I don't need him. I don't need him owning that howitzer. Maybe he's a little crazy. I don't know. How many guns does he have? What is he, you know, but then
this may be a case where the no true Scotsman argument, which is considered a faulty logic, which is the idea that where you go like, No NRA member would do something like that. Well, this guy had an NRA member. Okay, well, technically, all you have to do is sign up and send in your money, but no true NRA member that really believes in the court. That's the no true Scotsman's fallacy is the idea that you basically, there was a thing like no Scotsman would be belligerent or, you know, rape women. And then you go, okay, well, there was an article in the paper that showed this. And they go, well, no true Scotsman would do a thing like that.
Wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald a true NRA member? Well, no. He's not really an NRA member. No.
That's the idea is that you kind of, basically, you kind of move the goalpost for what's required for somebody to qualify for something.
Yeah.
And, you know, where I come from this is I have a child, you know, and I see these things at these shootings. And it seems like we are on a trajectory where things are getting worse. And unfortunately, I think it's a confluence of social media and publicity and the fact that every time one of these happens, and every time one of these things happens, you know, every angsty teen or chemically imbalanced 20-year-old now sees this as the way to go out.
Hey,
you know,
I'll go out with some infamy,
with infamy. And, and it seems like we are kind of caught in this feedback loop where every time it happens, everybody freaks out more, but then that in and of itself feeds
it other
individuals
the other stuff,
out you know? There that are thinking about this kind of thing too.
And it throws gasoline on the people that are saying, no, we need more guns.
Yeah.
And then the other people say, no, we need less guns. I'm like, oh my God.
And
we're in a real pickle with this. And like our country, I'm sorry to cut you out. Yeah. Like this is a real problem in that, it's fundamentally in our brains that we are permitted to have these, but there's some real trouble coming from them. And this is coming from a responsible gun owner. I'm like, jeez, you know.
What I'm saying basically at this point is I implore you as a responsible gun owner.
Or if you're an NRA member.
Yeah, you're both. Yeah. Hopefully you're both. Hopefully you're not leadership of NRA or like leadership of NRA.
We're located in Iowa. Yeah.
Actually, Guam. But, you know, take a look at what your organization is doing and ask yourself if, in the long term, what they're doing really promotes the future safety of you and your and the hobby you love.
And the ability to own them.
Because we're coming to we're coming to a point here, and I would like everybody to be on the right side of history on this. I would like everybody who's not mentally, chemically imbalanced to be on the right side of history on these kinds of decisions. And personally, I think an organization like the NRA still has the ability to be to take a leadership responsible role in the future of our country.
Do. They're that ingrained. Supports, they should.
That supports you know? Every person who wants to own a gun responsibly, as well as appeasing the people who are afraid of those people. Honestly, I think that should be the NRA's chief job for the promotion of guns in our country is to put a better face on gun ownership.
Yeah.
To promote a better face for gun ownership instead of just basically saying, oh, it's sad that 27 school children had to die. It's important for me to keep my gun.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Constitution.
I think, you know, I think there is a chance for a happy ending here, but it's not going to happen with the people that are in charge. And I would implore you that if you are an NRA member and you do have guns and you want to keep those guns, that you really look at maybe writing a letter, writing an email, whatever, to an organization just to think about how they're marketing it.
Yeah.
Because I think they need some people involved. Maybe not even the people in charge need to be changed, but some of the people involved need to understand, you know, the ways of the modern world, because the message that they're sending isn't a positive one right now, and it's not helping anybody, I don't think.
No, and it could be, and it can be. It's like you're saying, it's easily rectified or easily just kind of soften the message and kind of go out there and maybe be more of an ambassador. All right, exactly. Enough of this talk.
Yeah.
Next, after this music break, we're going to come back and talk about Jesus. Was he black? No.
How about we talk about pinball, or how about we talk about our free play arcade?
We're going to lighten it up. If you are offended, please do not be. Yeah. Go back and listen to what we said. We are just talking about injecting a little bit of logic, and it's true. And that's kind of like, I always kind of think that way with everything. If you get on Facebook and bash Democrats every post, problem's with you, man. Problem's not with people that don't like Trump. You might have a serious problem in your mind, in your brain.
Yeah.
Because, okay, we get it. You like Trump. I don't need to hear everything out of your mouth being about Trump. If you
and
like,
I would say, and personally, just yeah. as a personal thing, I'd also like to say that if you don't like Trump, we know.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
We got it. Everyone's got it. Yeah. Everyone's got it, everyone.
You're one of the reasons I don't go on Facebook anymore. I don't need to see another article about how stupid Trump actually is, or how many of his businesses actually failed, or how putting his money into a hedge fund would have given him more than he would have gotten from what he inherited and then squandered in businesses that didn't work.
So we all got it, everyone.
Like, we got it. Okay. Whether you like, you know what? Maybe just change your icon to a I hate Trump or a I love Trump. And just, that's it. That's it. Everything I need to know about you. That's everything I need to know about the subject of Trump at this point.
Oh my God, I'm so tired of America. I love America. Now here's music that's not from America. It's going to be the 5-6-7.
Whether you love them or you hate them, seriously, I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Oh, that took such a dark turn. Here's music.
Thank you.
we have more drones. Anyway, this is the 5678s, of course. I played Bomb the Rocks, Roadrunner, Bond Girl, and Motorcycle Go, Go, Go. I just rewatched the Once Upon a Time DVD. I have a DVD. I have three of them. I don't know. I think it was cheaper to buy. The shipping was so much from Japan. I was like, well, I'll buy three and I'll sell two of them. And if I sell them for a certain price, I'll make most of my shipping.
Right. Back, you know? Did that happen?
No, they're sitting there. I never sold them. I want to. I will one day. But I rewatched that and I was like, oh, God, I love this band. I don't know. It's one of those things where I never get tired of listening to them. Hopefully you guys don't either.
If you're still listening to what show number is this?
45.
Yeah, if you're still listening at this point, hopefully
like
you're not.
Like the gun. Nah. Yeah. See what I did now. So, in parting, I know, what do we have? Like 20 seconds. Again, we hope we didn't lose any listeners. We were just talking about just a subject that came up that was pretty interesting how it was handled. Sometimes things are handled wrong, even by the right people.
Yeah,
and this might have been that case, and whatever.
And again, I have no hard feelings, and
PETA people,
yeah. Man, the rank and file NRA members, I believe, are generally all good people, and yeah. I believe they have a point, and I don't want to take your guns away. Okay, I want to be clear on that. But you need more better people in charge.
Yeah, very, very well put. And if you're PETA, don't come and shoot us either. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. This has been...
those are the ones we probably should be afraid of. Because those are the real crazies. Those are the ones that actually are crazy, are the PETA people.
If they make a circle around...
And yeah, for some reason, I don't have a problem calling them crazy.
If they make a circle around the Saki Bamagogo studio, we're in trouble. Nah, I think we can get out. I think we can get through them. All right, we'll see you next week. I bet you next week we're not going to talk about anything deep. It's going to be all dumbness, like usual. All right, thanks for listening, everyone.
All right, bye.